Well, hello there, listener. It looks to me like I spotted myself a fellow collector. Now, I know I like to collect things like posters and t-shirts and action figures of all my favorite video games and TV shows. And Loot Crate makes that possible. And if you're a fan of this show, I know you love all things Fallout. And Loot Crate has a very specific Fallout type crate. And if you want to take 15% off of your order, head on over to the link in the show notes below and enter Robots Radio at checkout. That's lootcrate.com.
Robots Radio presents...
Broadcast, a Fallout story.
Let's see, maybe I got this right. I'm just gonna start talking. And if you're listening, good. And if you ain't listening, well then you can't hear me, and what I'm gonna say won't matter much to you. So, those of you that can't hear me, go frick yourself. Unless the broadcast is on repeat. And you happen to stumble across it later on, then you can still go frick yourself. Okay. Enough fricking yourself. It's time to get down to business. Brian is out trying to find some stuff to fix that old holotape he found. And while he's out, I figure it's about time to introduce myself. My name is Carl. Carl Cassidy. I'm probably the best damn good looking person left in this old world. And if you're wondering about my voice, yes, this amazing voice that should only arouse your curiosity. Well, I sound like this because I'm a freaking ghoul. I'm not one of those mindless wandering, trying to chase and eat your fool self, feral ghouls. Nope. I'm the sophisticated type of ghoul. C-L-A-S-S-Y. You see, about 26 years ago, when the bombs fell, those of us that couldn't afford to be in a vault had to just sit back and absorb the effects of that great mushroom cloud tannin salon. Our bodies soaked up all that radiation, and it turned us into what smooth-skinned wastelanders like to call ghouls. It's just unfortunate that some people soaked up a bit too much and it fried their brains, making them those crazy assholes I was talking about earlier. Okay, so now you're starting to get any idea what I look like. Huh? Oh. Yeah, you are. And you know you like it. Before the war, I was a foreman for a construction company in Boston. but I'm not from Boston originally. I'm actually from Owensboro, Kentucky, the home of bluegrass. I do miss a good Kentucky barbecue. Your choice of sumptuous meat cooked all day so it's tender and delicious. And with all them fixings, sometimes I'd like to sit on the porch here at Omega, chomping on big juicy rad stag and imagine the good old days. The days of stuffing my face with a big smoked brisket, washing it down with straight Kentucky bourbon, all while listening to the soundtrack of life. Blue moon of Kentucky. Crickets and bluegrass. When I first made my way down to West Virginia, I wasn't exactly sure I'd like it here. But after finding Omega and meeting Brian, I'm starting to like this place. The only thing I'm not liking is all these damn ugly ass frogs. Seriously, they are freaking everywhere. I don't know why, but Brian has some weird obsession with collecting a bunch of frogs in jars. It kind of freaks me out. It also doesn't help that I can't stand those little bastards. And no, I'm not going to tell you why I hate them. That's a personal and somewhat horrific story that I am never getting into. I swear, one day, I'm going to feed every last one of them to a death claw. But other than them slime devils, I'm loving it here. Brian let me know about his plans to try and rebuild and make this place better than before. And to tell you the truth, I like that a lot. When he got back with that old broken hollow tape, I saw something in him that I have not seen in anyone out here in a long time. I saw a man with hope. And even though I'm skeptical towards just about everything, I'm happy to make this place a home. Oh no. Now listen here, you little ass hopper. If you come anywhere near me, I swear I'm gonna... God damn it! Sit still, you dick! Well, I think I need to go now. Look at this damn mess.
Carl? Hello? Come in. Carl. What the hell's going on?
Nothing. Why? What's up? How's the hunt for pots going?
Yeah, that's going good. Why the hell are you broadcasting, and did something happen to Prince, my frog?
It's all good.
How can it be all good? I just heard gunshots and stuff. What the hell, man?
Don't worry about anything. Just take your time getting back.
Carl? Carl, wait. Carl, what the f-
This is Brian Gwatney, the creator of the Omega Broadcast, A Fallout Story. I just wanted to take a moment real quick and just say thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I really hope you enjoy listening to these stories just as much as I enjoy making them. If you do enjoy this podcast, please let me know by liking, sharing, and even through your comments. Thank you again so much for your support. Remember, there's a place for you at the end. Omega.
for a Fallout audio drama? It's True Vault Escapades! That's right, follow the death-defying adventures of Detective Walter Camry and his vault girl Bunny as they solve the wasteland's biggest mysteries. From the dramatic Texas prologue to the high-stakes world of New Vegas, Walter and Bunny risk it all to crack everything from murders, slaver syndicates, and corruption at the highest level in post-nuclear America. True Vault Escapades. It's a Fallout show with a detective twist. Look for True Vault Escapades wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, this is Robots, the creator of the Robots Radio Podcast Network and host of the two original shows on the network, the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. These two shows have rocketed up the iTunes charts. They both together have over 150 five-star reviews in only a couple of months, with bite-sized episodes that take you step-by-step through the background of the games and the game worlds. They're thought-provoking, well-produced, and a lot of fun. I recommend you go check them out at robotsradio.net or on any podcast reader, podcatcher, whatever you use, iTunes, Spotify. Again, that's the Fallout Lorecast and the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, available everywhere. Are you interested in keeping up with all the latest gaming news, but you're just too busy? Well, I've got the podcast for you. The Robots Radio Show is a daily gaming news show where I bring you in a quick format all the top news about video games, nerd culture, and even the best deals. You can find the Robots Radio Show on Spotify and Apple and all the different podcatchers, and you can join me live, twitch.tv/robotsradio at around noon Eastern every day. Come talk about game stuff with me. Again, that's the Robots Radio Show, available everywhere.
In a world where solid-state electronics and vacuum tubes are still meta, people never stop loving atomic-powered everything. A chosen 500 stepped inside a subterranean vault to be spared the nuclear horror of the inevitable Great War. 25 years later, they emerge after the fallout settles to retake Appalachia. Among them, two former rivals whose blood feud will tear West Virginia apart and their epic struggle for survival. Chad, a vault bro who has a strength of 15, an intelligence of 2, and is a complete wasteland dickhead. Simon, a complicated anti-hero who chooses light and hope, but accidentally becomes a cannibal and wakes up naked and afraid with a Scorch Beast Queen after a date goes terribly wrong. What? I mean, it's a wild wasteland, right? This dark humor radio drama will have you driving off the road and crawling out from under the fallout. Two men. One wasteland. And so many nukes. Chad, a Fallout 76 podcast, rated R, now streaming on your holotape player podcasty thing.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.